were hiking on the Gross Ridge Trail in California, a section of the Tahoe National Forest. In addition to getting ready for the contest, they had hoped to also activate several Summits on the Air SOTA locations. Their day of using amateur radio service for recreation was going well until they saw smoke near the Black Buttes area and had to use amateur radio for its utility value. "I was surprised to see the smoke ahead of us," said Graham. "As we got closer, it was clear there had been a lightning hit several days ago, and we could see flames." Wireless service is pretty spotty in areas of eastern Sierra, and they don't have a cell signal, so Dubevic used his handheld ham radio to report the fire on a nearby repeater. In just seconds, Dan Patterson, W6AI, responded back. He was monitoring the Nevada County Amateur Radio Club linked repeater system in Grass Valley, California, and he heard the call. He took the GPS coordinates from Graham and notified the U.S. Forest Service. "We were monitoring the U.S. Forest Service, and it only took about 10 minutes from them to dispatch a helicopter to the area," said Graham. "We watched four firefighters rappel down, followed by a pack of equipment. The pair then walked closer to the area and started talking to the crew, who, by the way, thanked them for the report. They put out the fires, but radioed for a helicopter water drop before they left on foot with the gear to a nearby pickup site," said Dubevic. "After the firefighters left, the winds picked up dramatically. Had that happened earlier, the outcome could have been much worse. Amateur radio serves communities before and when all else fails." Dubevic captured that entire event on video and posted it to his YouTube channel. You can find the link at ARRL.org. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. The 43rd Annual AMSAT Space Symposium and Annual Meeting is getting closer. This year, it will be held at the Holiday Inn and Suites, Phoenix Airport North. The Board of Directors meeting is on Thursday, October 16th, and the morning of Friday, October 17th. The symposium will begin on Friday at 1 p.m. Saturday, the 18th, the symposium continues. There will be a members' breakfast on Sunday morning, the 19th. You can get more information and the hotel discount code at AMSAT.org. Hover over Events and click on 43rd Annual Space Symposium. Congratulations go out to HANU OH3DP for being the first to receive the ARRL VUCC